In this lesson, we're building a clean Amen-style dub siren for that 90s-inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12, right inside the arrangement view. Now, this is a classic jungle and darker D&B move. The Amen break is already packed with rhythm, attitude, and detail, so the siren has to earn its place. If it's too bright, too wide, or too busy, it'll fight the break, step on the sub, and clutter the whole mix. So our goal here is not to make a flashy lead. We're making a tension tool, something eerie, controlled, and heavy in the right way. Think foreground texture, not main character. Let's start by building a simple siren source. If you've got a dub siren sample already, that's fine, but for more control, it's usually better to make one from a stock instrument. In Ableton, analog is a great starting point. You can also use Wavetable or Operator if that's your preference. A really solid starting recipe is this. Use a saw on oscillator 1, and a square wave on oscillator 2. You can set that second oscillator 1 octave lower, or keep it in unison depending on the tone you want. Then send it through a low-pass filter, something around 600 Hz up to maybe 2.5 kHz, depending on how dark or bright you want it. Keep the resonance modest, somewhere around 10-25%. You want character, not piercing whistle energy. For the amp envelope, keep the attack short, almost immediate. Let the decay sit somewhere in the few hundred millisecond range, and keep the sustain moderate so the note still holds a little body. Release should be short enough that the tail doesn't smear into the next hit. The big idea here is simple: we want a vocalish, brassy, unstable tone, not a giant supersaw, not a glossy lead, something that feels like it belongs in a 90s jungle tape, not a festival buildup. Next, let's put the siren in the right key and register. This matters a lot more than people think. If your track is in F minor, try centering the siren around F, a flat, C, or E flat. If you're in G minor, stay around G, B flat, D, or F. You don't need a full melody. In fact, a small 2 or 3 note motif often works better. Keep the siren in the mid-range, roughly around C3 to C5. If it lives too high for too long, the harshness starts becoming the problem. And if it goes too low, it can interfere with the bass or feel muddy. Mid-range is the sweet spot, that's where it can cut through without wrecking the sub or fighting the Amen's transient detail. Now we clean it up with EQ8. This is the part where we remove junk before we get creative. High-pass the siren somewhere around 90 to 180 Hz so it doesn't carry low-end mud. If there's boxiness, try a small cut around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the siren is biting your head off, look in the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone and notch the harshness a bit. Sometimes a gentle high shelf down above 7 to 10 kHz helps too. A good starting move is a high pass at around 120 Hz, then a bell cut around 3.2 kHz by about 3 dB. That's often enough to tame the worst edge without neutering the sound. The main thing is this. Don't overdo the EQ at the start. We're not trying to polish the siren into some sleek synth lead. We're trying to remove the stuff that gets in the way so it can sit properly above the break. Now we add movement. A dub siren should feel unstable, but in a controlled way. You can use an LFO-style modulation inside the synth, or something simple like autopan for rhythmic motion. Slight pitch modulation also works really well for that old-school wobbling siren character. Try a slow filter movement so the tone breathes across the phrase. Add a subtle vibrato if you want that warp tape feel, maybe just a few cents of pitch depth. And if you use autopan, keep it pretty restrained. Low amount, sync to 1/8 or 1/4 notes, and keep the phase set so it doesn't turn into some huge stereo trick that collapses the mix. The point is not random wobble. The point is tension that feels alive. Once the raw tone is working, resample it. This is a very D&B-friendly move, because once you commit the sound to audio, you can arrange it much faster. Record it to a new audio track, or freeze and flatten if that's easier. Then chop the best bits into clips. This is one of those moments where printing early really helps. D&B arrangements get better when you can slice, mute, shift, and abuse audio. It's faster, tighter, and way more musical than endlessly tweaking MIDI. After resampling, you can treat the siren like a clip-based weapon. If timing is already locked, you can keep warp off. If you need more control later, use warp carefully. But usually, for a tight drum and bass arrangement, you want the clip to feel direct and disciplined. Now let's add some grit. A little saturation goes a long way here. You can use saturator with just a few dB of drive and soft clip turned on. Drum bus can also work nicely if you keep it subtle. Glue compressor is another option if you want a bit of cohesion, but don't crush it. If the saturation introduces nasty upper mid spit, follow it with another EQ8 and clean that back up. Again. The goal is not glossy modern shine. We want that dark sound system energy. A little roughness is good. Too much fizz is not. Next comes the dub space, and this is where arrangement thinking really matters. Use echo or delay on a return track, so you can automate sends instead of drowning the dry sound all the time. A good starting delay might be synced to 1/8 or 3/16 notes, with feedback somewhere around 20 to 45%. Filter the return too. High pass the delay so it doesn't build low mid fog, and low pass it so it stays murky rather than shiny. That way the delay feels like part of the atmosphere, not a distracting slap. In the arrangement, don't leave the delay on constantly. Push it up on the last siren note of a phrase. Use a delay throw at the end of a breakdown bar. Pull it back before the drop so the impact stays clean. That phrase response echo drop language is a huge part of dub and jungle energy. Now we place the siren like a DJ-minded producer would. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar blocks. In the intro, the siren can appear as a filtered motif every couple of bars. In the pre-drop, maybe the note density increases or the filter opens a bit. In the first drop, use short call and response stabs against the amen break. In the breakdown, let it stretch out and get wetter. In the second drop, strip it back and make it more aggressive. That contrast is what makes it work. A good rule is this: if the amen is busy, make the siren simpler. If the drums drop out, the siren can become more expressive. Let the arrangement breathe. Don't force the siren to do everything at once. You can also make two versions of the sound if you want a more pro workflow. Make one dry, narrow, and direct for the drop sections. Then make a second version that's more filtered, delayed, and spacious for the breakdown. Swapping between those two is often cleaner than trying to make one clip do every job. Another useful trick is to leave negative space before the siren comes back. Muting it for a bar or even half a bar can make the next hit feel massive. In jungle, silence is often just as powerful as sound. You can also play with phrasing. Maybe the first hit lands in the mid-range, then the answer comes an octave lower or higher. Or maybe every few bars, you offset the last note slightly, so it lands a little off-grid and feels more unstable. That broken phrasing can give the arrangement a really authentic old-school tape loop feel. If the siren starts fighting the drums, especially the snare, shift it slightly earlier or later. A lot of the "this is too much" feeling comes from the siren sitting right on top of the snare crack. Leave the snare pocket alone whenever you can. You usually don't need heavy sidechain on a siren, but a little ducking can help in dense sections. A gentle compressor sidechain to the drum bus, or even some manual volume automation, can make space without killing the vibe. Just duck the loud peaks. Don't flatten the life out of it. Before you call it done, check the whole thing in context. Use utility to test mono. Make sure the siren still reads clearly when the width is reduced. Keep the core of the sound solid in mono, and let the stereo interest live mostly in the delays and returns. Then do your final automation pass. This is where the performance happens. Move the filter cutoff over long phrases. Automate send amounts. Nudge volume. Shorten note lengths in dense sections. Then let the siren breathe in breakdowns. Small changes matter more than giant sweeping effects here. If it still feels too clean, add a tiny bit more clipping or saturation. If it feels too harsh, take a little off in the upper mids and reduce the delay send. The best dark DNB sounds usually come from removing what you don't need, not piling on more. So the big takeaway is this: a clean Amen-style dub siren in Ableton Live 12 is all about control. Build a focused source, clean it up, give it just enough motion, and place it in the arrangement with purpose. Use it as a tension device around the amen break, not a constant lead. Keep it mono-friendly, automate its space, and make sure every appearance serves the groove. That's how you turn a random effect into a real 90s-inspired DNB weapon. If you want, I can also turn this into a timed script with pause cues and emphasis marks for a voiceover recording.